Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Okay, guys, we got to put our trays up for takeoff.
Where's Dad?
Oh, he's in the back. We could only get three seats together.
Daddy has my pillow.
We'll get it later. Can you not put your feet up, please?
Why aren't we going?
We must be in line for takeoff.
Like security?
Well, that was a different line.
I have to go.
We just sat down.
But I have to go.
The seatbelt sign's on.
Why aren't we moving?
Hey, no kicking.
We're just 15th in line for takeoff.
Son of a...
Don't go there. Go on a real vacation. Go RVing. Learn more at GoRVing.com.
Jacob Blanco blocks the shot in a four-goal game in the final second. That sums up the Bruins' effort.
What was the reaction when you were told you were starting game one?
It's about time. I was excited. And I think we both know that Linus and I both could take the net any time and help this team win. So we know that it's going to be an exciting series, and everyone on this team is going to pull their rope, so that's what we're looking forward to.
It's about time, says Jeremy Swayman, following the Bruins' 5-1 victory over the Toronto Maple Leafs in Game 1 on Saturday night at TD Garden. Game 2 is tonight, and the question remains, who will be in net for the Bruins against the Leafs tonight? That's Jones and Mego with Arcan here on WEEI. We got all your phone calls today, 617-779-7937. We're starting with the Bruins. We'll get to the Celtics, their victory yesterday. We'll get to some newsy items out of the NFL draft as well. A lot of those starting to pile up with the draft. 3 days, 5 hours, 58 minutes, 5 seconds, 4, 3, 2 seconds away. A lot of those items starting to drop in. So we'll react to the Patriots as well. All your thoughts on the phones throughout the course of the show. But that, to me, that line from Jeremy Swayman is what jumped out. Oh, what'd you think about finally getting to start a game one? You came in relief of Tuukka Rask 3 years ago. You had to replace Ullmark each of the last 2 years when the team was floundering. What'd you think of getting to start game one? That's about time.
About time.
That, to me, is what jumped out. It was about time. That's who should have started game one, and he proved why.
Yeah, he looked fantastic. He looked fantastic. So I'm the first one who will sit here and say, I'll eat my words a little bit, because I'm the one who is saying, hey, ever since All-Star break, Ullmark's proven himself as the steadier and overall better goalie, but he looked, there's really, you can nitpick a little bit, but anything that you would nitpick with Swayman in that game, the game was already locked up. Like, it was already so far in a way that you would just be acting like a little jerk. So I'm not going to do that. I think that they went with the right goalie for game one, and I don't know how you could say anything else.
Okay. I mean, I will nitpick Swayman if you want to. Like, him coming out of his net and leaving a wide-open net for Austin Matthews when it's a 1-0 game, you can question that. So I don't want to say he was perfect, but he was great. And he's dominated this team all year. And I do feel like he should start tonight in game two. And so we'll get to all your thoughts on this and whether or not we're going to continue to see a goalie rotation in any way, shape, or form. Should we see Linus Ullmark at any point? But Arcan, you're a big Swayman guy. This is what you wanted, and I don't know. This is I think, the way we wanted to see it go.
Yeah, this is the way I wanted to see it go. And it's not like I just wanted to see him game one and then have him rotate and do what they've done all season. I believe, and I've said this before the playoffs started, that if this team, these Bruins, are going to have a chance, they're going to have to ride a hot goalie. I don't think they're good enough to win the Stanley Cup just on the strength of the talent that they have. Although I'll say this, that fourth line looked real good last night, or 2 nights ago, I should say. That was a very impressive showing for them. So if they can get, you know, depth like that and 10 different guys with points, then maybe I'll eat my words too. But I think really what it's going to take is them to get a real hot goaltending performance and to ride that all the way to the end. And I think Swayman's the guy to do it. I think we've tried it with Allmark before. It didn't work. Allmark's not had great success in the playoffs, and Swayman, for whatever reason, keeps getting passed over. And I think that in some ways that could work in his favor. You know, I liked what he said after that game. I liked that he said it that way. I liked that he has a chip on his shoulder. I liked that he's sort of, you know, pushing back on this idea that I'm a guy that you have to rotate or that I'm not the guy that you should go to first. It's good. I like that. I like to hear that from my goalie. So everything about that game was good to me. I hope they stick with him. I know Razor just said on the show right before us that he's thinking it might go the other way, but
Kay.
I hope that's not the case.
Okay, so Razor thinks it's Allmark. Maybe that's informed. Maybe he's just guessing. I have no idea. Here's what I know. They know. We're going to play you some audio coming up. They're playing games. They're not telling anyone. That's fine. Gamesmanship, whatever. You cannot tell us right up until they skate out like the other night. That seemed to work. They didn't announce any goalie for game one. All of a sudden, Swayman led the team out, and he's a starter in game one, like he should have been. Who should, regardless of what Razor says, regardless of what happened the other night, who should start game two?
Swayman. Absolutely. But I'm going to say this. This is where I think I see the Bruins' complete conflict and why they might go with Allmark in game two. Maybe they're feeling really confident in themselves coming off of this game, and they're looking at it and going, this could be a pretty deep cup run. Like, this could be a pretty deep run. And part of it is you haven't put Swayman in the position to see if he can recover quickly throughout an entire series, and beyond that, multiple series, if you continue riding him as the true starting goalie. You've just never put him in that position before, and so it's like quite a zag to do that in the playoffs. And so I would look at it and say, how confident are you that this is going to be a deep run? Because in that case, like the stats this year show, Swayman on one day rest, he's 3-0, but it's a very small sample size. And it's, you're looking at it and going, this could be a really big risk to take moving away from the goalie rotation, which everybody extols as the most positive strength of this team. And so I think they're really in a bind here, because if Swayman starts to fall apart in any kind of way, if the recovery, if he can't rebound, and he's a young guy, but you just haven't seen it before. So if he can't, and you turn to Allmark, then you can't say it's a rotation if you're doing that like in the second series you're in.
Look, Swayman should start tonight. I'm surprised to hear you say that, but I agree. Swayman should start tonight. He should get game two.
I think you'd have to be an absolute lunatic to look at game one and go, no, let's go away from that.
Well, not if you have a rotation.
Not if you believe in the rotation. Right, exactly. Yeah. It doesn't matter how they played. It's predetermined. You're going to the next guy. So, look, I was rooting for the shutout just to really, really, really make this an airtight debate point in my case. Swayman really couldn't have played any better. He should start tonight in game two. I have no idea if he will. Razor probably knows. Razor's saying he thinks it's Allmark. He believes in the rotation. So make of that what you will. Here's what you're hinting at, though, Mego. The Bruins have alternated starts between Swayman and Allmark every game since the middle of February. The last time the Bruins goalie made back-to-back starts, or a Bruins goalie made back-to-back starts, it was Swayman. He made 43 saves in a 4-3 shootout win over Dallas on February 19th. Then, 2 days later, 37 saves in a 6-5 overtime win against the Oilers. He still gave up 8 goals in those two games. That's the last time. February 17th and February 19th is the last time you got back-to-back starts. I think that streak should end. Arcand, I know you want Swayman tonight. I think if they go to the rotation, it really, really, really can put them in a bind. I don't think they're in a bind right now, to use your word. They're just playing their starting goalie like every other team. And if your starting goalie craps his pants, uh-oh, you might be in trouble. You might have to go to your backup at some point. But in the meantime, I think they're in a great spot. Stick with Swayman. There's no reason to go away from him.
Yeah, there isn't. I don't think there is. In fact, I think he bought himself an additional hypothetical bad game with that performance on Saturday. Like, what I mean by that is if he has a bad game in game two, I'd still start him game three. And if he's bad in game three, then you go to Allmark game four. That's about where I'm at. I think that he deserves this, and he's...
See, that's not a ton of faith in Swayman.
Well,
even for
I'm
you,
just saying,
like a card-carrying Swayman guy, that's not a ton of faith in
if
Swayman.
If he has two bad games, I said all along that the only reason I'd ever go to Allmark is if Swayman grabbed himself. And if he does that in two straight games, then I go to Allmark. I think that's fair. I think that's reasonable. And I think that's the better implementation of a goalie rotation. rotation. Not just you until you need to be subbed out for some reason, and then we go to the other guy, and he should be ready to go, and Ullmark should be ready to go if they need to go to him. And if not, then stick with Swayman. I think it's as simple as that.
Okay, so I think I know your answer to this, but you can vote at Jones and Mego on Twitter. You can also dial us up, 617-779-7937. Who should start game two? A lot of people have asked that question. We'll continue to ask that and work our way through it. It's a clean sweep across the board. Jeremy Swayman, even from Team Ullmark Mego over here. Jeremy Swayman in game two. So beyond just this game tonight, do you think we see both goalies in this series, Mego? That's our big question now. At Jones and Mego, you can vote yes or no. Do you think we see both goalies in this series? Do you think we should?
Yes. Yes, I do, because they've flirted with defining how they're going to be in a goalie rotation in the playoffs. And I think everyone assumes they would be the one-to-one that we've seen, as you said, since February. But they can do whatever they want. And I think if they can still maintain some kind of semblance of a rotation, even if it's not an equal rotation, that's kind of like a safety valve for them to have moving forward in the playoffs. If they feel like they're going somewhere real in the playoffs, not just getting past round one, getting past round two, and, you know, having a much deeper run, I think it's kind of smart to just keep the option there. I don't know, maybe that's me hedging it and being like, I think these guys are pretty equal in a lot of ways. Statistically, they're almost completely equal.
Yeah.
And you hear the hockey hardos say that this is what makes this team great, is having two goalies. And so I think you're going to put yourself in a tough situation if something bad happens with Swayman, he falls apart, something like that, and then you're basically in the reverse of where you were last year, where Ullmark comes in rusty, hasn't played in any of these games.
Yeah, I'm not worried about rotating through and making switches and keeping guys fresh. You don't play back-to-back days. They have three games off. It's like the NBA. They have three games off in between games three and four, right? They play in Toronto on Wednesday night, game three, and then they have 3 days off. They play again hockey night in Canada on Saturday night. It's spaced out. You should be rested. If Swayman's playing well, he should continue to roll out there. And no, I don't think we should see both goalies in this series unless one craps his pants. And to me, it's about that. It's about Swayman and his performance, or whoever plays in game two tonight, and their performance, more so than the result. I think we all agree with that. Like, if they lose 1-0, he gives up one goal, they lose in overtime or something like that. He gives up a third period goal. He plays great, but they lose. I'm not sitting him down. It's about his individual performance. But no, I don't think we should see both goalies in this series. I don't want to see both goalies in this series, because as equal as they've been on balance this year, and as good as Ullmark has been since the All-Star break, I don't trust him. I don't. I don't know if I can trust Swayman, but I'm going to go forward with him because, as he said, it's about time, and I've never seen it. I don't know if I can trust Swayman. I feel like I know I can't trust Ullmark, which is why I don't need to see him at all in this series or at any point in this postseason run.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you. And Swayman's Tim Thomas, and we're going to stick with him no matter what. And even if he has a bad game, which he did have a couple of bad games in that run, by the way, back in 2011, you go to the other guy. I'm not saying that. I will go to Ullmark if I feel like it's necessary, because you're right. This is the first time Swayman's been in this position. And, you know, he did come into that series last year, and he wasn't great. It was in relief, and it wasn't the way I wanted to use him. But I do think that he deserves this. I do think he deserves an opportunity to show that he can be a number one guy throughout the playoffs and a goalie that you can lean on. And I do think that in some ways, going away from what worked in the regular season can be looked at as a negative or something that you're doing that's going to hurt the team. But I also think that historically, how often do you see a team ride a goalie rotation all the way to the Stanley Cup final? You just don't see it very often.
Doesn't happen.
You see one goalie do it, and that's what happened with the Bruins when they did it, and that's what I think is going to have to happen with this team.
Yeah, you've seen goalies get rotated in and out based on poor performance, but it wasn't a pure rotation, right? Like Colorado won a couple of years ago. Guys got hot. They sat them down. They brought guys back in. So Colorado's an example. I feel like one of those Pittsburgh runs, they had that too, where it was like Fleury was in and out. Who was the kid they had that Murray? Was it Murray? Was that his name? I feel like Pittsburgh kind of went back and forth, but it wasn't a rotation. It wasn't you get this game, that guy gets that game. It was just back and forth ping-ponging around on a guy who looked like he had lost his confidence or lost his way. So here's Montgomery giving an update today.
Matt Murray, that was the guy.
That was who it was?
Matt Murray.
And so
Fleury.
I thought him and Fleury went back and forth. Maybe I have that wrong. But like those are two examples of at least using multiple goaltenders to win a cup, but it wasn't a planned rotation. If you have other examples, please let me know. But in the meantime, here's Montgomery giving an update earlier today and well, a little bit of a hint, Mego, on who's going to be in net.
Would you like to let us know what the goaltending plan is for you two?
It's funny you ask. You know, like, I don't like keeping you guys in the dark.
No.
Do any of you play Wordle?
Yes. Yes.
You do?
Yes.
Okay, the starting goalie tonight has two vowels in his first and last name.
Oh. So who's that? Now I got to think about this now.
So who's that?
Are we saying sometimes why?
It's a good question. Arcan brought this up before the show.
Yeah. In Canada, is that is sometimes why a thing?
Yeah.
In Canada?
What's the Canadian alphabet?
I don't know.
X, Y, Z.
A.
You guys are dorks.
It's the only vowel in Canada. So
and sometimes A.
A E I O U. Sometimes A. That's their alphabet. So I don't like that they're playing games in like this. It's like, ooh, let me give them a good zinger that I thought up today.
It's so cute.
Right. I don't mind the gamesmanship. The gamesmanship is fine. But like the stupid planned out rehearsed jokes
right.
that he's carting up there to the media, that I don't like.
He was so excited too. He's like, ooh, oh, well, good question. I don't love this.
The only person I know who still plays Wordle is Arcan.
I still play Wordle.
You know what? That I don't. I've never played.
I've never played it either. I
don't. Do any of you play Wordle?
No.
Yes.
You do?
I don't play that. I don't play the Immaculate Grids. I don't do any of that. I don't need to play.
I've fallen off of the Immaculate Grids, but I still play Wordle.
Arcan used to be like a three-sport Immaculate Grid guy. He was doing like every sport each and every day. So I don't like that.
Hockey one's tough.
I can imagine. Yeah. I do read into him saying, I don't like to keep you guys in the dark. Because I do generally think, over the course of the regular season, pretty straight shooter, right? He's going to let you know. And that tells me something that I already knew, but it reaffirms. It's not just Montgomery's call. And it's goalie Bob over here and Don Sweeney over there. And don't forget about Cam Neely. And what do the players like Brad Marchand and David Pastrnak think? And so, to me, that's just a little acknowledgement that it's not just his call. And I think we knew that. We've known that with other coaches, Cassidy for sure, maybe Claude as well. But him saying, I don't like to keep you guys in the dark, he probably wants to tell everybody. He probably wants to make an announcement. He wants to let them know. And they have obviously made a decision. I like that people play it out like, oh, they don't know.
Okay, the starting goalie tonight has two vowels in his first and last name.
Oh, they're just going to skate out there. And everybody's going to find out at the same time. And Marchand's going to skate out behind him and be like, Like, of course they know, but I think he wants to announce it and he can't because it's not his call. It's that Montgomery has no say over this, which I think is a borderline dysfunctional way they decide the goalie, but that's the way they've been doing it for a while.
Well, I also wonder, okay, so I know that they put up this at least public front of the goalies are best friends and they have the goalie hug and now the wives and girlfriend or two wives, I'm sorry, I don't know what their marital status is, are doing the goalie hug like on Instagram and it's all great and there's never been a partnership like this between two goalies. But behind closed doors, we are talking about Linus Ullmark, who is somebody who refused to trade at the deadline. Like, hasn't been on the best terms with the Bruins brass going back to the NHL awards last year when he wouldn't hug Cam Neely. Like, there's a little bit of awkwardness there. I'm not saying it's coming from the coach, but when you have all these different people involved in this decision, and Ullmark has had a clear demotion from the playoffs last year. Like, what is the communication behind closed doors about what the rotation is going to be and how it's going to be presented and how it's going to look? Because if I get demoted and my coach is up there, like, joking about Wordle and everything, I'm probably like, well, I kind of hate this.
Yeah, I mean, look, I never bought that they're like, oh, I don't care who starts. Like, maybe they're friendly. Oh, I don't care who starts. We're best friends. It doesn't matter who starts. That's nonsense. Swayman wants to start. It's about time, he said. What does that mean? He wanted to be starting over Ullmark. Duh. That's obvious. Of course he wants to start. He's a competitor. He's a professional athlete. Of course he wants to start. So this idea that they don't care is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Oh, they don't care who starts. Oh, they want the other guy to start. They don't even care about starting. Stupid. They both want to start. What Mego just said, Arcan, should they hold that against Ullmark?
No. I mean, not in the sense that he's been someone who you can walk all over. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think that that's like an issue for him. I don't think that that really makes that much of a difference. I think that when it comes to Swayman, he's one that he also had a little bit of that with the team too at arbitration. I mean, he had a little bit of back and forth with them too. So if there's anything that you could hold against Ullmark, you could probably say the same about Swayman. I just think that you know, Swayman's been a little bit more proactive about it, and I like that. I think that's something that you don't necessarily hold it against Ullmark, but that I'd put as a check in Swayman's side there.
So who should start tonight in Game 2? You can jump in on the phone, 617-779-7937. You can also vote in our big question of the day. Should we see both goalies in this series, whether it's tonight or later on? Yes, you want both Linus Ullmark and Jeremy Swayman to play this series, or no? You'd like them to just stick with Swayman. I'm a no. Mego thinks we're going to see both goalies in this series. Arcan, you think we're going to see both?
No, I don't think so. I think Swayman's going to shut.
But if he sucks, you're going to see some Ullmark.
Yeah, I think so, but okay. I don't think he's going to suck.
62% agree with Mego. They want to see both goalies in this series.
62% agree with Mego?
62%.
Because they didn't do it last year, the rotation in the playoffs. They continued to do it in the regular season, all year. It's what people want.
Okay, but people misunderstand. They're like, oh, well, they lost because they didn't do the rotation.
That's what they think.
No, they lost because they started the wrong goalie. That's why they lost. They started the bum-ass goalie. If they would have started the right goalie...
He was the Vezina winner.
Yeah, they shouldn't have started him. They should have gone with the kid who I think can handle the postseason, or at least I think there's a chance he can handle the postseason, unlike Ullmark, who craps his pants, and he's now done it twice in a row. They started the wrong guy, or at bare minimum, they stuck with the wrong guy for too long, if that's more palatable.
That's fine. I think that the big mistake was going with Ullmark after he hurt himself in that game that we were at on Mego's birthday, which is, I think, really was the beginning of that. You know, like, that was sort of the issue. I probably would have gone with Ullmark, too, if he hadn't hurt himself, just because he had such a great season. But he hurt himself. He had an injury, and they still went with him over Swayman.
They shouldn't have
that.
Stuck with him. So the reason they lost wasn't they got away from the rotation. They stuck with Ullmark for too long, or they went with the wrong goalie in the first place. Montgomery, after the game, following game one, where Swayman was tremendous. And Allmark's credit, he was great after one game last year, too. He was great against Florida in game one. I had forgotten that. He was brutal to start the Carolina series 2 years ago. He did not have a good series last year against Florida, but I had forgotten he was very good in game one. So, you know, maybe Swayman will come crashing down to earth tonight if he gets the start again. Why did Jim Montgomery and the Bruins go with Jeremy Swayman in game one? Here's what he said after the game.
We were just, you know, felt that, you know, Swayman hadn't had the opportunity to start a series before in the last couple of years. And we want to see him start a series, see how we'd handle it. And he did really well.
Okay.
To answer the second part of the question, I haven't thought that far ahead.
Yeah, he hasn't thought that far ahead. It's a goalie with two vowels, including Arcan, the Canadian vowel.
E.
So he wanted to see him start a series. What do you want to see him start a series for unless you're going to roll with him for a little bit? See how he handles it? If you're just going with a rotation, why would he answer it that way is my question.
I really don't know. I can't think of any other reason other than, hey, maybe we'll manufacture some kind of fake rotation, or we'll just ride this out. We'll just see. We'll give him the opportunity. Like, I don't, otherwise, what difference does it make?
Well, I mean, it's a rotation. Like, in a pitching rotation, you put the best pitcher first. You know, like, that does make sense.
Yeah, but what do you want
level.
To see him handle? If you're not going to keep riding him, what do you need to see him handle? Just you're going to play one guy and then you're going to play the next. What do you need to see him respond for and how he's going to handle?
Maybe the rotation goes every two games, you know? Maybe they change, maybe they tweak it a little bit because it's a playoff series and it's not the same as the regular season. I don't know. I mean, I hope they abandon the entire thing completely. But if they insist on it, then, you know, going every other game is just, you know, that's something you do in, like, squirts league or something. That's like peewee hockey. You don't do that in the NHL, I don't think, especially when one guy's hot.
They haven't. Maybe this will be the team that ultimately shatters the mold. You can vote in our big question of the day. Will we see both goalies in this series? Who should start in game two? 617-779-7937. We'll get to your feedback on this. As I said, we won't be Bruins all day long. We'll get to the Celtics, their victory yesterday. Did Miami send them a message late in that game? We'll also get to the latest rumors from the Patriots. Leading up to the draft, there's a lot of those. Plus, we have Triple Play at 4:45, Megsplaining at 5:30, and Bet Roulette. Picks for tonight at 5:45. Arcam, with all the latest in trending, we'll get to your thoughts on who should start tonight in net for the Bruins. And also, is this team now capable of going on a run? They dominated Toronto the other night. Let's take a look at that right after trending.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Okay, guys, we got to put our trays up for takeoff.
Where's Dad?
Oh, he's in the back. We could only get 3 seats together.
Daddy has my pillow.
We'll get it later. Can you not put your feet up, please?
Why aren't we going?
We must be in line for takeoff.
Like security?
Well, that was a different line.
I have to go.
We just sat down.
But I have to go.
The seatbelt sign's on.
Why aren't we moving?
Hey, no picking.
We're just 15th in line for takeoff.
Son of a...
Don't go there. Go on a real vacation. Go RVing. Learn more at GoRVing.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.